local charter operator. We conduct fly-in, fly-out operations into and out of Kalgoorlie for some of the more regional mine sites that don't want to, you know, have all of their personnel residing in Perth. We have a variety of contracts, some with the government, some with the health department, etc., providing services from Kalgoorlie to the Central Desert region.
So it's quite a range of customers that you've got there. As a business owner, do you understand at this stage how the carbon tax is actually going to affect you?
I'm getting a handle on it. There hasn't been a lot of information publicised, and I've actively had to go finding it. It was really only a few days ago that I actually got formal notification from the fuel company as to what the increase would actually be. And that equates to about a 2% increase in our total operating costs at this stage.
So how much overall would the price have gone up per litre, say, just to give me an example?
Yeah, the price per litre has gone up 6 cents. However, the price of the raw fuel has also gone down a little bit, which has offset that, but that's only going to happen initially. As of today, the 1st of July, it's costing me about an extra $25 an hour to run the majority of my aircraft.
So that $25 an hour, is the business able to absorb that cost, or will that be passed on to the customers?
In some instances, it's passed on to the customers. In some instances, we have a contractual arrangement where the price is fixed until such time as there's a minimum of a 10% fuel price increase. So if we see for argument's sake, a 15 cent price rise in fuel, then we exceed the 10% cutoff limit. And at that point, we're able to put in a variation on our price for the contracts. But mostly it'll need to be passed on because I can't absorb it.
So, but in the meantime, until you reach that, I think you said 10%, you will have to absorb those costs.
Yes, yep.
Can I just get you to give us a bit of a scenario? Like you mentioned that you'd work for miners and crew changes. Can you just explain to us what sort of costs that will add on to, say, one of your mining contracts?
We've got a contract out in the Central Desert with Anglo, and they are flying between 3 and 5 times a week with us, and it's an hour each way. So you're looking at 10 to 15 hours of flight time per week. And if you multiply that out at $25 an hour, you're looking at sort of, you know, upwards of $750 a week just in the fuel price, in the fuel excise.
And what about some of the Indigenous communities that you travel to?
Absolutely. I mean, anybody who's using the fuel is paying for it. We fly to, you know, a variety of remote locations, and it can be up to 3 hours each way to some of them. And so, you know, if you're looking at a sort of $150 increase per round trip in the cost of the service. We do a regular weekly run up to Warburton for the prison, and if you're 2.5 hours each way, you're looking at $250 per trip increasing costs.
So overall, the cost over a week, how much more would that cost them?
Depending on how many times you're flying, obviously, but if those guys are flying 2 or 3 times a week, then it could be up towards $1,000.
So, Dougal, what sort of effect do you think this will have on your business? Will people rethink flying? Are there other options?
I don't think so, Lorraine, because it's across the board. If people are travelling by other means, they're still going to be paying for it in one shape or another. And I think that by the fact that we can put a dozen people into an aircraft, it still works out to be fairly cost-effective.